Each week during this Rite One service, we hear passages of Scripture just after the confession and absolution. There are four verses listed in the prayer book, and they are these. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a true saying and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the perfect offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. In the 1928 prayer book and prior, these passages were referred to as comfortable words. Just before reading the verses, the priest would invite the congregation to listen by saying, "Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all who truly turn to him." I'm not exactly sure why the authors of the 1979 prayer book decided to shorten this passage to read, "Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him," and leave the passages entirely out of our Rite Two service. I don't know why they left these out, because they are indeed comfortable words. They're words of reassurance that come just after we have confessed and been absolved of our sins. Probably the prayer book diviners decided that having been absolved of our sins, we should be comfortable enough. That being absolved and released of the weight of our sins should be sufficient comfort. But I don't think we can be too reassured. I don't think that there can be an overindulgence of comfort, especially when that comfort is offered from words of Scripture. The good news today is that we have many words of comfort in our readings and in our collect. This Sunday is sometimes referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. Our readings and our hymns depict Jesus as the Good Shepherd for us, his sheep. In the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we'll tell of a time in the early formation of the church when the followers were of one mind. They shared all they had in common and spent their time praising God with glad and generous hearts. The picture Luke paints of this is idyllic. The penultimate good old days, where in the mind's recollection of the past, everything was just right. If we continue tracking the movement of Peter and Paul and the early followers of Jesus in the Acts of the Apostles, we find that just 3 short chapters later, the perfect bliss of being of one mind and sharing all things together begins to crumble. There's a rather bleak story of one couple that decided to keep some of their personal profit for themselves instead of turning it all over to be shared by the whole group. In the blink of an eye, they both end up dead, presumably by the will of the Holy Spirit. The sheep have begun to scatter. Left to their own devices, they fall away from the fold. They're in constant need of a shepherd, in constant need of the comfort given by the one who tends the sheep. The psalm for today, the 23rd psalm, is perhaps the best known of the 150 psalms. It too offers words of comfort and is often prayed at funerals. In the King James Version, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Rest and refreshment, relief from fears and dangers, and even the fear of death is overcome by the Good Shepherd, who is the guardian of our souls, as we hear in 1 Peter. Sheep, historically, are not known to be keenly intelligent animals. In general, they've been considered to be fairly dim-witted. Shepherds in Jesus' day held the lowest rank in the social hierarchy, which was very clearly delineated. So we may wonder why Jesus referred to himself as a shepherd and his followers as sheep. We might even take offense at that comparison. But don't jump to conclusions too quickly. Perhaps our preconceived notions about the lack of intelligence in sheep is incorrect. I researched on Google, of course, and discovered on the list of the most 25 intelligent animals in the world that sheep are number 17. And here's the rationale, and I quote, "Of all the animals, sheep are believed to possess the most powerful memories, with some research showing them to be better than humans in certain situations. For example, they have the ability to identify when a fellow sheep is lost in the flock. Moreover, they exhibit a wide range of emotions in response to various things going on around them, which also shows a high level of intelligence." Jesus says, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice." He calls his sheep by name and leads them. They follow because they know his voice. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. They remember who it is that names them and calls them each by name. They know in their deep memories and in their hearts that this is the voice they should follow, and that the shepherd will keep them safe. In another story told by Luke of Jesus the shepherd, we're told of a missing sheep. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices." I've heard folks question the logic of leaving the 99 in search of the one, but given what we've just heard about sheep being able to identify when a fellow sheep is lost from the flock, perhaps bringing the lost sheep back helps to maintain the stability of the whole flock. And think about that in terms of us being the flock and Jesus being the shepherd of the flock. Bringing the lost sheep back is good for the community. It brings stability to the flock. The flock is healthiest when the sheep are all together. From time to time, sheep wander off, thinking they can manage on their own, or not thinking at all, refusing or not being able to hear the voice of the shepherd that calls us each by name. Still the shepherd calls. Still the shepherd searches us out and finds us wherever we are, in the thicket or bramble or cliff's edge we've made our way to. No matter how far we roam, the shepherd calls. And when he finds us, he puts us on his shoulder and rejoices. And when the lost sheep is returned, the whole flock is comforted. Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all who truly turn to him. Amen.